WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. But not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The 5 foot.
A 9-4 record this season, 3-0 in the Olympic Conference. Mike Reynolds in his second season, 7-7 this season, and an overall mark of 18-22 as they get real loud here in the hangar, kind of reminiscent of Quincy in a way, but maybe a little louder even, and Rock Island too. But now here they turn the lights off and they get it all. Get everybody fired up. Galesburg in their traveling black uniforms here at Macomb, and Macomb in the white tops with the orange numerals and some black trim in there. And they, I don't know how long it'll take to get the lights on. In fact, they'll go ahead and play the national anthem, and we'll join in. Fine job by the band here for Macomb of the national anthem. They'll go ahead and play the school fight song. And we'll apologize in advance for any technical issues using some different equipment tonight. And we've noticed it's used the funky word renegotiating a few times as it does its thing. And that sometimes means a dropout or two along the way. So we will make every effort to really edit the machine's mercy, to say the least. So hopefully this will work out all right. Double different games in different locations stretches the equipment a little bit thin. So sometimes we've got to use some other technology, and we'll see what happens. Victor Davis going to jump center against Alex Hiley of Macomb. And the official throws the ball in the air, and a tip that's won on a second tap by Macomb. They go straight to the basket. And it is tipped out of bounds off of Matt Gordy of Macomb. And Galesburg gets the basketball off of the turnover on the first possession by the Bombers. They're going to employ some basic man-to-man defense. They'll just pick him up full court. Chad Thompson with it. Now Brandon Thompson on the left wing, up top to Dalton Davis. He hits Mac, or rather Brandon Thompson. Well, McElmurray got his hair cut. Looks a little like Brandon with the haircut. Same hairdo. Brandon up top, three-pointer on the way, all over the rim and down, missed it. Hiley the rebound for McComb. Feels like we haven't had a game in 2 weeks. It's been about 9 days. McComb with the basketball now over on the right wing with it. McKee. Again, a pretty small lineup, but very disciplined. Out on the left wing, they go with it to Wickert. Wickert, top of the key with the pass to Gordy. Gordy just not much of a score at three a game, but one of their better free throw shooters inside the lane. Wickert dumps off on the baseline to McKee for the jumper. Missed it. And the rebound to Victor Davis of the Streaks, coming in averaging 20 a ball game. That Taylorville game kind of hurt his numbers a little bit. Didn't play much in that game, and it brought him under 20. He's like 19-6. He shoots it from the right elbow. Missed it. Didn't follow his shot. And the rebound goes to McKee. So both teams a little bit off to start the ball game. Pretty good crowd here at the hangar. Out on the right baseline with the basketball, McCombs, Tyler Thorman. He's their leading scorer. The only guy in double figures at 10 a ball game. Left wing, Wickert approaches the middle, flies up with a jump shot from about 16 feet, missed it. Victor Davis, another rebound for the Silver Streaks. No score. We played a minute and a half here in McComb. Left wing with it, McElmurray up top to Dalton Davis. Right wing, Brandon Thompson. He's guarded out there by Tyler Thorman. Now it's Dalton Davis on the left wing. Off a screen, down low. Victor Davis now on the right baseline, backs up Hiley. Fadeaway jumper inside. He short-armed it, no good. Rebound to Gordy. Three missed shots for Galesburg, two for McComb, and a turnover. They have the basketball in the hands of Wickert. Left side, long jumper for three on the way, left side. Good. Tyler Thorman hits his 20th three of the season, and the Bombers take the first lead of the game 3-0 as they fall back in a man-to-man. Galesburg a little slow right now. They are working it into Davis. He has it on the left elbow, kicks it out to Dalton Davis, attacks the basket, shot with the left hand, good. Streaks on the board, 3-2 McComb, 5:46 to go, and they'll pick up full court man-to-man. Wickert brings it up for McComb. And he crosses over, gets by Thompson, who slapped the ball away from behind, but picked up on the baseline by Gordy. Now up top with the ball, give it to Robert McKee, a four-guard lineup. Chad Thompson stripped it for a moment, but McKee got it back, hands it off to Gordy. Now on the right wing, Gordy up top with the pass to Seth Wickert, very deliberate. 3-2 McComb, 5:17 and counting in the first quarter. Penetrating toward the middle, Thorman down on the baseline. Hiley, a 16-foot shot, no good. The rebound pulled out by Brandon Thompson. Streaks back the other way as they look to get the first lead of the ball game. Dalton Davis, right baseline. He's covered up inside, or Victor's covered up inside. And an offensive foul. They say Dalton Davis used the forearm. Mike Reynolds stomps his foot, does not like that call. A foul and a turnover on the Streaks.
Davis with our only basket so far, as Dalton, a nice penetration of the basket the previous time down, as he does so well in getting it up off the glass, but a little stagnant on offense.
Yeah.
And Victor Davis, I think, is going to have a lot of opportunities inside of getting the ball. Just, you know, he may not be right under the basket, but some short jumper opportunities, and hopefully he can start to get some of those going, because there's a carry.
They don't call it up top. Wickert literally up above his head, and Mike Reynolds is going, where's the call? Guess what? We're going to see a lot of that tonight, I'm telling you. Hiley inside, barrels a guy over, a charge, no call, gets the rebound back, and down it goes. So two blown calls right off the bat. McComb, a 5-2 lead, and that's what we were talking about earlier, that this may get maybe a little home cooking for the Bombers, and they were on that possession for sure, two of them. Up top, Victor Davis with the basketball beyond the three-point line on the left wing. Brandon Thompson, jump out on him. Galesburg not doing much penetrating, and that's bugging me right now. It's McElmurray going to the hole. He missed the shot. And he got the ball. Brandon Thompson. and picks up the dribble. McKee with the dribble. Looks and underneath the whistle, and a foul is called. Foul on Wicker gets the inbounds pass. He's on the right wing. Gets around Brandon Thompson. Pull up from 12. Good. Numerous opportunities. Dalton Davis out of the left wing, top of the key to Chad Thompson. He's guarded out there by Roberts, hands it back off to Dalton Davis. Left wing to Chad Thompson. Davis, he drives baseline, takes it to the hole, missed the shot, he hits the floor, rebound by Thorman. Not a foul called with 6 minutes of play by McComb. Pull up jumper the other way, missed by Roberts. Victor Davis, the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back the other way, the guys in black come. High post, it goes to Victor. In fact, beyond the three-point line. Guarded by Alex Hiley. Puts it on the floor. Out to Brandon. Here's a three from the same spot. He hit one earlier. Missed that one. Hiley the rebounds. 9-7 McComb. A minute 38 to go. First half. Wickert with the ball. Right wing. A man wide open for a three. Missed it. Inside. Hiley the rebound. Didn't block him out. Missed the shot. Victor Davis got a piece of it and got his fifth rebound. A break for Galesburg. Brandon Thompson with the ball. They slow it down. 1:22 in the first quarter. McComb a two-point lead. Lowest scoring affair as we expected. Victor right elbow puts it on the floor. Attacks. And a reach-in foul on the floor as Victor gets up after he hit the deck. And just the first foul called on McComb at the 1:16 mark of the first quarter.
The Bombers, like many teams, will have trouble with that power move down the lane by Victor Davis.
I'd like to see him do more of that and get off the shot. The little soft shots that he's taken, take it to the hole.
Unless you can poke that dribble. He takes one dribble as he goes to the basket. If you can poke that away, that can be effective. But if you don't get that, he's going to score 2 points or get fouled. That time it was the foul.
Ryan Ricketts, Garrett Williams in the game for Galesburg, and Victor just traveled with the basketball, trying to make a move around the free throw line. He's doing a lot of fading back instead of going forward. And it is Galesburg's second turnover. 9-7 McComb, a minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Garrett Williams now has the responsibility of guarding the point guard Wickert. Seth Wickert brings it across. He'll move it down on the right baseline in the hands of Grover. Way up top they go. On the left wing to Thorman. Pull-up jumper 16 feet. Missed it. Ball tipped around inside. Out of bounds it goes. It stays with McComb. Mike Reynolds all over his team. Telling him to get on the glass, and no excuse for that. One guy at 6'5", another at 6'1", and the rest under 6 foot. And they're getting offensive rebound opportunities. That's not walking out. Ball is inbounded to Hiley, their lone big guy. Inside man, wide open. Wickert got a beautiful feed from Roberts. And Wickert's got 4-11-7 McComb. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they've outplayed Galesburg so far. Up top, Victor Davis. Pull-up jumper from 10 on the right side. Got that one to fall. Victor's second field goal, 11-9. And Galesburg just picking up man-to-man. No pressing at this point. Apparently respecting the ball-handling abilities of McComb. And they'll probably hold for one. Way up top with it, Grover. And he hands over to Thorman. Thorman on the right wing. And they just kind of play catch up top. Thorman with it now, guarded very closely, swinging the elbows, in fact, here at Williams guarding him. 10 seconds to go in the quarter with the basketball. Seth Wicker, he drives the middle, kicks it over to Thorman. Three on the right baseline. Fortunately missed it. Williams wasn't out there in time. Ball popped loose. There should be a travel. They call it jump ball. Galesburg's going to get it. Good hustle by Ryan McElmurray to get that ball as it popped loose, and it goes as a turnover. McComb's third of the first quarter. 11-9 Bombers. 2.9 seconds to go. They get Ricketts out. Thompson in for shooting, and they'll inbound it at midcourt. McElmurray, the inbounder. Chance to get a good shot off here. He gets it into Dalton Davis. Across half court, pulls up way out. 28-footer air ball. And that's the end of the first quarter. And McComb has the lead, 11-9. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision. Shh, you did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Well, we'll begin the second quarter. McComb turns it over. Galesburg trying to run a fast break, throws it away. So three turnovers on the streak, four on McComb. We'll keep going.
Early part of the season.
Galesburg's third, I should say. McComb with one, 7:13 to go, second quarter, 12-11 Galesburg.
Hiley certainly is aware of Victor Davis in there.
And the basketball. Tough shot inside. I don't know how he got it, but he did. He's got five, and Galesburg gets out to a three-point lead. And back to the press. 2-2.
Neither coach has been happy with a few of the developments, but boy, we've had a fast-moving first half.
Victor Davis, three, top of the key, busts it through. He's got seven. When he can do that, you are got some problems. 17-13, timeout on the floor. Galesburg will lead at the 6:08 mark. Want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. It's a 30-second break. Really cool vehicle today, the Nissan Cube. Clever design, functionality, and a relaxed driving experience. It's got the stadium seats in the back, so you sit up a little higher in the back, and you got the seats in the front. The seats are basically come after the couch design, if you will. The comfort is what I'm getting at. Great gas mileage, 28 miles a gallon in town, 30 on the highway. It starts around 15,000 loaded with equipment and drives something different. We've got like a wine color. It's beautiful. And drive something fun. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, the Nissan Cube. Go check it out. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
I like this setup. It was nice and warm. You picked me up at my house. It was all warmed up. You drove me here. You're going to take me home.
Absolutely.
This is the way to have it.
Well, most of the time you drive, so it's the least I can do. No problem. Galesburg on defense now with a 17-13 lead. Under 6 minutes to go first half. Wickert back in the game, has the ball top of the key. Victor Davis guarding him. That's a strange-looking matchup. Roberts driving baseline. Pull-up jumper over Dalton Davis. Hit it. Roberts with a couple of buckets in the quarter. And McComb back within two, 17-15.
And Roberts was going to the rack, and then all of a sudden there was Ryan Ricketts, and he said, I think maybe I'll stop here and shoot a short jumper.
I wish he'd have went to the rack.
Go through the big guy.
Brandon Thompson on an ill-advised shot, but he went back and got his rebound. He tried to, I don't know what that was from the free throw line, but he picked up the rebound. He's got seven. Off to a good start in Galesburg, a 19-15 lead. Got to get a stop, though. Got to really impose your will, and I think they're just starting to do that now. Wickert with it. Bounce pass down low. McLean Johnson, he feeds over to the man on the opposite block who missed the shot down there, Gordy. And the rebound pulled out. Victor Davis came away with it. Galesburg just out-muscled him that time on the rebound. Davis with it. Victor way out on the left side. Up top, Garrett Williams. He'll shoot it from anywhere. Dangerous pass inside to Ricketts. He got clobbered. The McCone guy may have got the worst of that when Roberts hit the floor. Ricketts kind of a little bit of pain at first, but the foul called on McComb. It is Roberts who picks it up. Just the second on the Bombers. Galesburg's committed three.
Yeah, Ryan was dragging two Bombers through the lane with him that time. And I'm
did a good
sure.
job.
He did a good job to get the ball. That was a high-risk pass.
Very tough.
It took his big, strong hands. Otherwise, that's a turnover.
McElmurray, the out-of-bounds man underneath the Galesburg basket. He lobs it up top. Terrible pass. It is picked off by Corman. Layup back the other way. They missed it. Missing it was McKee, and Victor Davis, his seventh rebound already. Fast break. Chad Thompson thought about dunking, and he was turned away by Matt Gordy. I wish he just laid that thing in. Wickert got the rebound, and he has the basketball now. Top of the key, crossover, pull-up jumper in the lane. Nice move. Seth Wickert with six in the game, 19-17. Galesburg, the two-point lead, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. On the left wing, Brandon Thompson, lazy pass inside. Victor caught it, goes to the goal, missed the shot. Chad Thompson put back good. He was there for the rebound, his first bucket of the ball game, 21-17. Looks like a giant compared to half of the McComb team out there. Chad just soared above. Unfortunately, not enough to power the dunk down. He missed that one badly. Out on the left wing, McKee with the basketball. He's still looking for someone to give it to. Actually, it was Thorman. Wickert now, top of the key. Wickert looking over at Roberts on the right side. Now he thinks about posting up. They clear out that side. They go to Thorman. Pull-up jumper. Free throw line area. No good. Rebound high to get it. Brandon Thompson. Brandon having a nice first half. 7 points, three rebounds. Streaks back the other way. Garrett Williams on the left wing. Up top, Chad Thompson. Chad guarded by the much smaller Roberts. McElmurray trying to get to the basket. He does get him a lane. Shot blocked, though. Wickert blocked his shot. McKee came out with the rebound. That was good defense there. McComb helped the man and got the basketball back. Up top with it, McKee down low. How in the world did that man get free and score? Matt Gordy, someone, a major missed assignment. 21-19, Galesburg's lead cut to 2, 3:20 to go first half. Chad Thompson, man gambled. He shoots a three up top, made him pay. Chad Thompson, five all in the quarter. Hit his 23rd three of the season, five-point Galesburg lead. That's the ultimate pay right there. The guy tries to get a steal, misses it, and Chad buried it. Wickert and what? A foul underneath as Wickert had it top of the key. The foul was underneath the basket, I think, on McElmurray.
You know, even though McComb is a solid defensive team, as evidenced by many of their scores this year, they are giving away so much size that there are some opportunities for the streaks on our offensive end that we haven't seen in a while. Certainly against Tutopolis, they were just so big and just smothered us.
Right.
Edwardsville, same way. Taylorville, almost throw that game out. They were so bad.
They were bad.
But the streaks having some opportunities away from Victor Davis. If we keep crashing the offensive board, some good chances to score in this one.
Kick out three for McKee on the left wing. Nobody blocked him out, though, and he came away with the rebound. That was just a really poor fundamental play there to not block him out. And that was Chad Thompson's responsibility, and he didn't get it done. Wickard up top. Pull-up jumper, right elbow. He's fouled. Fortunately, missed the shot. Garrett Williams with his hands in the air, like, what did I do? He clearly fouled him. And Garrett picks up his first free throws of the game coming up right now. Wickard to the line, 65% from the stripe. He has 6 points.
An official was eyeing Garrett pretty closely, too.
You don't put your hands in the air and question. They will tee you up in a heartbeat.
I thought that the call was clear from the far corner, though. I'm not really sure how that official saw that foul from that far away in that particular angle. But nonetheless, it's still a couple of free throws coming. Or was it three for McComb?
That should have been a two. Okay. Should have been a two. Wickard missed the first one. So that's the good news. Galesburg, its biggest lead right now at 5, 2:40 to go first half. Wickard missed them both. Yet another rebound for Davis. It just went down and out.
Baby, that's a rebound,
yeah,
too.
He got up. And then Dalton Davis gets his pocket picked by Wickard. Missed the shot for the layup. Dalton commits his second foul. He and McElmurray with two. Now Dalton kind of talking to the official.
Oh, he should. He got bumped big time. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe they didn't call that one.
Like I said, there's going to be a lot of that tonight. I have no doubt. And we've seen four or five already. And McComb's also seen a couple go against them, but more so the other way. Wickard's first free throw. He made that one, so he's 1 for 3 now.
Well, this is one of these points, though, that I think Mike Reynolds will you know, a coachable moment. Dalton Davis will sit down. There have been a couple times this year where Dalton got frustrated and then picked up fouls 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
You know, he wants to make Dalton make sure he's a team leader. Keep a cool head out there no matter what happens, and don't hurt your team by getting those extra fouls.
Good point. Both free throws made. Wickard with 8 now in the game. 24-21. Galesburg the lead. 2.5 minutes to play first half. Bringing it up court against some pressure applied by Gordy was Brandon Thompson. Has it now on the left wing. Drives to the baseline. Shot up over Wickard. Missed it. Kind of faded away. Wickard got the rebound. His second of the game. He's been the threat. Loose ball in the front court. Somehow Hiley came away with it, but he traveled. Clearly traveled. Some groans here at the hangar, but he did. And a turnover. McComb's 7th. I don't think he had a chance on that. For one, he's a big guy, and it's really hard for them to come down with that ball and keep it. But the other thing was he was just too far underneath the basket, too. Victor Davis up for Galesburg, brings it up. Goes on the left side. Garrett Williams thought about a three. He was covered up. And Brandon Thompson calls out. Ninth rebound of the ball game. So Galesburg trying to add to a 3-point lead. The basketball down 24-21. This is their tempo in terms of score. Galesburg on the defensive end. Thorman, a pull-up jumper from the top of the key. No good. And Ricketts chases down the rebound for the Streaks. That was a pretty quick shot for them. I thought they could get that shot really any time off of one pass. Ricketts with it on the left elbow. Hands it off to Brandon Thompson. Top of the key. Victor, he'll try another three. This one no good. Good block out. McKee comes away with his fourth rebound for the Bombers. Under a minute to go first half. They may hold for one. We'll see. Wickard right around the midcourt with the big basketball. Cursive spelling of Bombers in the middle. 38 seconds to go. 1-4 alignment. On the right wing, McKee with the basketball. Looking inside. Goes up top to Thorman. Left wing to Gordy. Gordy, really nobody over there. Thorman sets a screen for him, and he dumps it off to Wickard. Way up top, 25 seconds to go. 5-second count, not on yet, as Williams backed off just a little bit. Now Thorman with the ball, gets around Brandon Thompson. Thompson popped the ball loose, highly chased it down the baseline, back up top to Wickard. 13 seconds to go, so they're going to get the last crack at this thing. 24-21, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Wickard down on the baseline. Jumper put up by Gordy for 3, no good. Chased down by Ricketts. Here's a chance from half court. Chad Thompson running shot, no good. And we played one half of basketball. Galesburg, 24. It's McComb, 21. Wrong gym. We'll go to the halftime. give you all the numbers and the such, and check on some NFL scores while we're at it. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Galesburg outscored Macomb 15-10 in the second quarter and lead 24-21 in the first half. Macomb led 11-9 after one. The Halftime Report brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Macomb jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Galesburg had a bucket. Then the Bombers went up by 3 at 5-2, a bucket by Galesburg. Then they took their first lead at 7-5 at the 3:12 mark. Macomb tied it up, regained the lead, and led 11-9 after the first quarter. Galesburg got the lead back at 12-11 at the 7:24 mark of the second quarter. Never trailed from that point. Biggest lead of the quarter at 5 at 24-19. The statistics brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
About as even as they could be at halftime, Mike. We've got 35% shooting for Macomb, 9 out of 26 from the field. Galesburg 10 of 26, 38%. Rebounds right now, a slight edge to the Silver Streaks at 16 to 15 on the glass. While the turnover count, I've got 7 for Macomb and 6 for Galesburg, and well, you just can't have it much more even than that. Streaks holding to a 3-point lead, a game which you and I both discussed here during the break. We feel like it should be a win for the Silver Streaks athletically, and hopefully we can come out and spread that gap here in the second half. But you know, Macomb's playing on their home court, and hopefully they don't get too comfortable all of a sudden here and hit some shots on us, because we've let them stay a little closer than maybe we should.
They have had a number of looks from outside that have maybe not been contested. Some of the blocking outs in the first half, not real solid by Galesburg. On Galesburg's side, yeah, they've tried to go to the basket a few times. Dalton Davis on a couple of occasions, but really settling. And Victor maybe hits those shots around the free throw line area quite a bit. I'd really like to see him get to the basket. Galesburg did not shoot a free throw in that first half, and against a much, much undersized Macomb team, that's a number that really, really bothers me, zero. Macomb 2-4 from the line in the first half. Galesburg has the lead based on 4 3-point makes. Macomb has one. There's your 3-point difference right there. His field goals virtually even, 10 and 9. Macomb 2-4 from the line, and Galesburg, as I mentioned, zero. Victor Davis leading the streaks, as is Brandon Thompson, with 7 points apiece. 5 for Chad Thompson, 3 for Garrett Williams off the bench, and 2 for Dalton Davis. Ryan McElmurray and Ryan Ricketts did not score in the first half. Seth Wickert leads Macomb with 8. 5 points for Tyler Thorman, 4 for Alex Roberts off the bench, 2 points for Matthew Gordy, and 2 for Alexander Hiley, their big kid, inside. The New York Jets move on to the second round of the playoffs. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals 24-14. And in the second quarter, it is Philadelphia and Dallas tied at 7 apiece. The halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, Duke loses today at Georgia Tech. And a win for, as Purdue lost, Wisconsin. So they beat Duke this season, and now they knock off Purdue, the Boilermakers' first loss of the season. So some interesting developments in college basketball. Illinois playing in Indiana tonight, looking to go 3-0 in the Big Ten, coming off of a ho-hum performance, really, against an Iowa team that's struggling mightily, and the big the overtime loss to Gonzaga United Center. We'll come back with the second half in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't feel so good, Doc. Can you give me something?
Oh, I've got just the thing. Here, pin this on your coat.
You're kidding, right? The WGIL button?
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at Lindstrom's TV and Appliance at the corner of Main and Seminary, or Community Treasures, a thrift shop next to Radke's in downtown Galesburg.
Pin with caution. Do not use more than one application. May cause you to win up to $500 in cash. May cause feelings of euphoria, joy, and happiness. Report any feelings of excitement to any passersby.
For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision. You did not just
look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law. 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. It is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Tonight, bitterly cold, clear, low around 6 below zero. Wind chill readings 9 to 19 below. Sunday, bitterly cold, sunny, high around 17. Lowest wind chill readings 11 to 21 below zero in the morning. And then tomorrow night, not quite as cold, cloudy, near steady temperature around 13. Monday, cloudy, chance of snow, high of 25, low of 11. Right now it is 2 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. Did two Galesburg aldermen not get enough information about an October accident involving a squad car? Like they say they didn't? See for yourself by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
Get over the top a little bit. That's been the whole rally cry here lately. Just something to get us over the top. Make a couple adjustments here on the offensive and the defensive end and see what goes. We've got to make sure we start this quarter good. We've had trouble starting a third quarter.
Defensively, you happy with what you see?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of things. We've got to finish a play with a rebound. We've given up a couple second chance shots. But we've done a pretty good job on the defensive end.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Steve Cheeseman visiting with Jim Lee at the halftime as Galesburg with a 24-21 lead. And again, the free throw shooting none in the first half for Galesburg, a number to keep an eye on. When you look at the season stats, Galesburg 240 free throw attempts this season, and the opponent with just 200. So a plus 40 advantage there. And Macomb 2-4 in the first half. Galesburg did not attempt one. So we really would like to see that change. And Galesburg much, much bigger and more athletic. Go to the basket and see what they can get out of it. Dalton Davis with the basketball as Galesburg has it to begin the half. Victor Davis now on the right baseline. Attacks the middle. He is called for travel. I guess that's fair enough. He took a hop step that you could go either way with it. And Galesburg commits turnover number 7, the first turnover of the second half, with Galesburg really a tenuous three-point lead here at 24-21. They've shown a few signs here and there of wanting to explode, but so far it has not happened. Wickard in the lane. He gets it stripped away for a moment, but gets it back. Brandon Thompson popped it loose. And so they get another shot at it. Driving down low. Gordy threw it baseline. Stolen away by McElmurray. He got up in the air, took it away coast to coast. McElmurray right side. Brandon Thompson, he's covered up. Back up top, Brandon Thompson. Now to Dalton Davis, as he'll back it up. Just underway here in the second half of the stretch. Gets two free throws here.
This season.
Free throws, Macomb, some trouble way in the backcourt. Now they throw it away. Good Galesburg pressure. Victor Davis, he catches it now. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Chad Thompson now on the left wing. Oh, he had Victor wide open inside, missed him. Down on the left baseline. Now they do get it into Davis, spinning on Hiley. He's fouled, goes to the line to shoot two. This is what we're talking about. Getting to the free throw line, using your assets. Victor Davis is 71% free throw shooter. 7 points and 9 rebounds going to the free throw line after Chad Thompson split a pair. So Galesburg can take their biggest lead if Victor even makes one.
Well, and I'm not sure Hiley one-on-one is going to handle Victor that well. I think that's, what, two on Hiley now?
Yep, and Victor missed the first one, so Galesburg 1-of-3. We cannot have another 3-of-8 night tonight. That may be what beats you.
And, you know, the thing with Macomb is they don't have another big player they can come over and double down on Victor with.
If you're right.
Hiley can't handle him, they can bring somebody else over, but they're just going to have to try and poke it away from down low.
Second by Victor is good. You look on the roster, he has a brother, a 6'3 sophomore who played well in the sophomore game as Macomb tore up the streaks. That's it. There are no other 6'3 players even on this roster. 26-21 Galesburg as Victor Davis split the two free throws. Macomb with the basketball, Wickard with the top of the key. Guarded by Dalton Davis. He can really handle the basketball. Inside shot put up. Maybe a foul. Not called. Ball loose on the floor. They die for it. It is still loose on the floor. Bodies flying everywhere.
Nice
Galesburg comes away with it. Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis feed down low, and McElmurray could not catch it clean to go up for the layup. Went from left block to right block and a turnover on the streaks. That's unfortunate. Dalton hustled his tail off, and on the other end, so did Brandon Thompson.
We've had the inability to finish several times on a fast break here tonight that's cost us. We're hurting Macomb, though. Their ball handlers are struggling trying to bring this thing up the court against us. They're not turning over a lot, but we're taking them out of their flow and out of their offense. Their guards, even in the half court, are having trouble with the pressure the Galesburg guards are giving them, and that's nice to see.
On the left baseline, Matt Gordy with the basketball, top of the key. Hands it off to Thorman. Down low, bad pass, tipped out of bounds. I think it went off of McKee. Whoa, Brandon Thompson cannot believe the call, and it was right in front of us. It was tipped off a Macomb player. It'll stay with the Bombers. They got a break. Brandon Thompson, stop talking to the official. You're making me nervous. He just got teed up. Oh, my Lord. And it was after all the talking was done.
Yeah.
It was like the teammate went over to say, hey, it was Brandon, or rather Dalton Davis went up to him to tell him, okay, enough. And the two-second pause there, and then the official gives him the tee.
Yeah, I thought he got away.
That was
away
such a delay, over. And Mike Reynolds is fired up, and I don't blame him.
And, you know, they missed the call. There's no question.
No question.
And that's where Brandon's just, you know, and I don't care who you are. You've got to just say,
you can't do that.
Hey, you know, let your head coach take care of that business, because you're not going to do any good in that situation.
So Thorman makes good on the free throw. It's little things like that. the difference between a pretty good team and an excellent team. Thorman made them both 26-23 as they get two freebies on just sheer frustration. Their first points of the quarter, it took them about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes to score. And they get the ball back, a chance to get closer. Wickard with it. On the left wing, he goes to Thorman. Thorman's two free throws give him 7 points in the game. Drives baseline. He's cut off by McElmurray. Top of the key. Now they swing it around. McKee on the wing. Lobs it into Hiley. Terrible pass. Sails out of bounds. Didn't need help side. The big McComb in orange on the baseline was the help side. Ran out of real estate. 10 McComb turnovers.
Yeah, four of them already here in this third quarter as the Silver Streaks need to cash in. Still up by just 3 points.
Dalton Davis brings it across. He's guarded by Wickard. Chan Thompson trying to set a screen for him. And Davis drives over to the right wing. Down on the baseline to Victor Davis. He'll go, thought about the three. Gives it back to Dalton. Nice play.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today, 343-2428.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Come on. Come on.
Laptops, MP3 players, cameras, video games, cell phones. In times like these, schools can become a shopping mall for thieves.
Got it.
Don't become a victim of crime. Leave your valuable stuff at home, and if you do have to bring them to school, keep them with you. Write down their serial numbers and don't flash expensive items around. Be smart. If you have something cool, there's a good chance someone else will want it too. Keep cash and ATM cards in a secure place and never give anyone your PIN number. And don't leave your school bag lying around where it can become a temptation to someone else. If you have something stolen, report the situation immediately. The sooner you tell someone, the better the chance you'll get it back. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to prevent school theft. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
News around the clock, connecting you to the world with CNN Radio News.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. A strong earthquake strikes off the Northern California coast this afternoon, centered about 25 miles from Eureka. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude at a 6.5. This woman was in the quake zone.
It was actually more of a rolling one, and it rolled, and then it slammed hard.
No reports of injury so far. The top U.S. military commander, General David Petraeus, says the U.S. is getting ready to beef up its presence in Yemen, but not on the ground, by doubling its military funding.
Last year, it was somewhere around $70 million. Over the course of this fiscal year, it should be somewhere around $150 million.
President Obama is accepting Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's apology for racially disparaging remarks Reid made during the presidential campaign. His comments are detailed in a new book set for release next month. The FBI nabbed a Bosnian immigrant in connection with last year's foiled terror plot in New York. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back in Macomb, we are at the 2:55 mark of the third quarter. And again, as feared, some issues with the connection. Really explosive third quarter for the Streaks. He went on a 6-0 run, including a dunk by Victor Davis on a putback to take a 32-23 lead. Macomb, in fact, a 34-23 lead. Macomb has bounced back with a 5-0 run of their own. So that has cut Galesburg's lead to 34-28 with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. So a real explosion. We were waiting to see it. And Galesburg's defense giving Macomb a lot of troubles. They've committed a lot of turnovers in this quarter. But they got a three out of Matt Gordy and then a bucket inside by Alex Hiley. And so they're back in business within shooting distance. Galesburg with the basketball now. And Dalton Davis gets the inbounds pass and brings it across half court. And goes to the top of the key to Brandon Thompson. Lob inside Victor Davis at the right elbow, squaring up Hiley. Gets him on the bounce. Kicks it over in the left corner. Chad Thompson, three. Good! He swished it through. Now Galesburg firing on all cylinders, it would seem. 37-28. Chad Thompson with six in the quarter, 11 in the game. Top of the key, Wickert with the basketball. On the left baseline, they threw it between two guys and threw it away. And Galesburg has really sped Macomb up. No question about it. The defensive intensity, the pressure has caused all kinds of problems.
Well, it's almost like Macomb players are saying, here, you take it. It's a hot potato. They really don't want it right now because they're a little intimidated by the Galesburg defense. They've got seven turnovers in the period. They've taken only two shots. They've made both of them, but they can't get shots off.
Victor Davis, jumper on the right side. No good. Dalton Davis put back. He could not get it to fall through. And a rebound by McCombs. Zachary Grover, who's checked into the basketball game. And a three put up by Gordy. That's his set.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Oh, honey, just put that down there.
Okay. So, the movers will be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah? Oh, but it's fine. Most of the stuff can just go straight in the truck.
All right. What about the 16th century Rossellini sculpture from Italy?
Toss it in the box. It'll be fine. Whoops. but that priceless painting? The movers can just carry out. I don't think we have to cover it. Oh, and the sideboard from your grandma?
Uh-huh.
We'll just strap it to the roof of the car.
Okay.
You need the right protection for priceless things when moving. And when your precious children are in the car, they need the right protection too. If they're too big for a car seat, that doesn't mean they're the right size for an adult safety belt. If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat. It raises them up so the safety belt fits properly. And the right fit makes all the difference to their future. To learn more, visit www.boosterseat.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. It is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Tonight, bitterly cold, clear, low around 6 below zero. Wind chill readings 9 to 19 below. Sunday, bitterly cold, sunny, high around 17, lowest wind chill readings 11 to 21 below zero in the morning. And then tomorrow night, not quite as cold, cloudy, near steady temperature around 13. Monday, cloudy, chance of snow, high of 25, low of 11. Right now it is 2 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
The disease spread so quickly, within hours, my son was dead.
My teen's arms and legs were amputated to save his life.
We didn't know teens and college students are at greater risk from meningococcal meningitis.
We learned about immunization 2 weeks after our son died.
My child did not have to die.
Health officials now recommend immunization for adolescents and college students. Call your doctor to find out about preventing meningococcal meningitis. Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Sally Field for Wounded Warrior Project.
There are so many things that we take for granted in our lives, but one thing that we should never take for granted are the brave men and women of our volunteered armed forces who daily risk their lives for our freedom. Some of these brave warriors have suffered catastrophic injuries. Some will suffer the effects of traumatic brain injury for the rest of their lives. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes. Regardless of your position on the war, they deserve our help. Please consider the many ways that you can get involved. The Wounded Warrior Project's motto is, "The greatest casualty is being forgotten." Let's continue to help make this generation the most well-received group of injured veterans in our nation's history. We owe it to them. To learn more, call 877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It doesn't matter if you're 22 or 62, whether you're trying to figure out how to pay off a student loan or how you're going to pay for retirement. Maybe you're a parent trying to provide for your family, struggling to pay the bills on time. The tough economy is affecting all of us, and it can be overwhelming. There's no need to fight the battle alone. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there is help available for whatever kind of debt problem you're facing. The NFCC is a nonprofit organization with more than 50 years of experience. Certified counselors in your area can help you take the first step in getting a grip on your finances. And they can help create a personalized plan and show you how to make educated decisions about your financial future. You are not alone. Let the NFCC help get you started. Call them at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service from the NFCC.
I demand the finals.
Back at the home as the Bombers have stormed back from an 11-point deficit to get to within 42-38. And Wickert draws a foul. Dalton Davis picks up his third. And things have turned drastically wrong for Galesburg in the fourth quarter. Wickert makes the first free throw. He has 11 points in the ballgame. It is now 42-39. Galesburg clinging to a 3-point lead when it at one point was an 11-point game. Wickard's second free throw good. And they have a renewed sense of confidence now. They have cut the lead to just 2. Galesburg sloppy with the basketball. McComb picking up their man-to-man defense. With it now, Shan Thompson up top. Brandon Thompson inside Victor Davis. That pass loose. Brandon gets it back. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul on the play. McElmurray, up top Brandon, lob inside Victor, he goes up, lays it in. Clearly trying to get him the basketball and worked on that possession. 44-40 as the timeout on the floor. We'll obviously hang on to it here. Victor Davis in the basketball game had 7 points in the first half. He now has 7 in the second for a team high, 14 to go along with 13 rebounds. And we try to kind of regroup here a little bit and attempt to recap. What happened is Galesburg outscored McComb 17-13 in the third quarter, went on an 8-0 run to lead 34-23. McComb responded with a 5-0 run to get within 6. Galesburg hit a 3 to go back up by 9, and then McComb really stormed back from that point on and outscored Galesburg, put 6-4 there, cut it to 7. And then in the fourth quarter, just moments ago, got it within 2. Victor Davis makes the shot, 4:59 to go in the basketball game. And McComb down 4, Galesburg up 4, 44-40. Wickert with the basketball for the Bombers, bringing it up across half court on Ryan McElmurray on the left wing. They go with the basketball. As Thorman, looking for him out there, is not on the floor, their leading scorer. Inside, they give it to McKee. Kicks it out. Three by Gordy on the right baseline. This one, he missed it. Hit two big shots earlier. Tipped, though, by Wickard into the hands of McLean Johnson. Wickard inside. Over Davis. No good. No block out. McKee gets the ball. But he is stripped away by Dalton Davis, who has the basketball now. 4:24 and counting to go in the basketball game. Galesburg, a four-point lead. Mike Reynolds Blues is the sport coach. He is up there directing traffic now. Top of the key, Victor Davis with it. Ties it up. McKee, they come to double him. Brandon Thompson, left of his circle. Inside Victor, puts it on the floor, and he just leveled with the basketball. Gilbert has struggled with a number of turnovers at this point.
Well, Silver Sticks had an opportunity to go ahead, give themselves a little comfort room, but since the opening part of this fourth quarter, McComas cranked up the defense a little bit. They made a few shots and got the crowd back into it here. This is a very noisy gymnasium, as I'm sure you can probably tell. Reminds me of Geneseo a little bit. But the Silver Streaks trying to hang on here at the four-minute mark and get this win on the road to open 2010 play. McComas with the basketball now. A little more deliberate on offense. They had a ton of turnovers in that third quarter. Shot for the wing, off no good. Just rebound, McElroy for the Silver Streaks. Brings it across the timeline, gets the troops together. Thompson left side, back to McElroy, and the Streaks at 3:35 in the fourth quarter. Need a bucket. They've not done much here in the fourth quarter, only 3 points so far, but still a four-point lead. Inside, Victor Davis tries to make a move, has it poked away, and now he's fouled for the backside. He was moving against the McComb center, Hiley, and then at the backside, one of the guards tried to strip it away. He got a lot of arm there and picked up the foul, so Victor will toe the line. It's 3:22 to go with a four-point lead.
And Victor Davis to the free throw line where he'll shoot two. The first shot on the way, and he missed the front end of the 1-1. So a missed opportunity there. Galesburg, a 44-40 lead, 3:16 to go in the ballgame. Seth Wickard with it now, top of the key. He gives it over to his guard mate, Matt Gordy. Gordy, out on the left side. He finds Wickard back up top to Gordy. They go back and forth around. Actually, Thorman now with the basketball. Right baseline, Wickard. Nice feed from McKee to Heinle, but a foul called on the floor. McComb committed 8, Galesburg 3. So a little different situation here in this half in terms of foul calls. So a foul on the floor, and it is called on David Bracey, who's in the ball game. And the ball is inbounded to Rickett, inside. Heinle missed everything on the shot. Brandon Thompson the rebound for the Silver Streak. Back the other way. Shot put up by Dalton Davis inside is good. And a timeout is called on the floor. The Silver Streak extends the lead to 6 at 44-40. Galesburg needed the basket. Dalton Davis and Victor Davis posted a couple of hoops here in the quarter. Galesburg's got a couple of field goals and a free throw by Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis did 5 points to the ball game, and McComb with, 6 points in the quarter, 4 by Wickard. He's got a dozen for McComb and 2 for Tyler Thorman. And again, a 6-point Galesburg lead, and McComb playing tough as we thought they would. 2:44 to go in the game. As they break huddle and come out of the timeout. Galesburg on the defensive end. Let's see if they put some full court pressure on. They will pick him up man-to-man. Maybe they'll trap on some of the sides. We'll see what type of pressure they'll put on. Wickard brings it up, guarded by McElroy. Hands it off, top of the key, to Gordy. Now the top of the key, they switch spots. Wickard with the basketball, lobs inside. Heinle, double team, ball loose, whistle, and a foul on McComb. So McComb is charged with the foul, and they lost an offensive possession there, and Galesburg going to shoot the free throws, or at least 1-1, 19 foul. The foul called on Alex Heinle, and that sends Brandon Thompson to the free throw line for a 1-1. He has 9 points of the game, has not attempted a free throw yet. Galesburg in the third quarter, 7 free throw attempts. They made 4 of them after no free throws in the first half. Brandon Thompson, key free throw on the way. He made it. So Brandon now in double figures with 10. And Galesburg on top, 47-40. Another free throw for BT coming up, 2:26 to go in the ball game. Thompson's second free throw. He made them both. Allman collected. And Galesburg back to an 8-point lead, 48-40. I got an earpiece hanging down, and Jim looked at me like, what a sorry sight you are. I couldn't agree more. Wickard with it, dumps it inside, trying to get loose. And for a shot put up, no good. Victor Davis, his 14th rebound, off of the miss by Alex Roberts. So Galesburg a chance to go up 10 with just 2:05 to go. A reach-in foul called on Wickard. Just his first foul. Two shots now coming up as Dalton Davis will go to the line. He is 1-for-2, and again, just 5 points in the game, but these are big free throws. He shoots 59% from the line this season, and a chance to go back up double digits at the 2:06 mark of the ballgame. First free throw by Dalton Davis is good. All on that one. 49-40. Substitution for McComb. And they'll switch out one guard for another. Another for Dalton Davis on the way. The McComb student section getting pretty loud. Dalton made the second. That'll left the hand up there. And longer than he might, just to kind of say, I can make free throws. And some pressure by Galesburg trying to make McComb take a lot of time. Thorman brings it across half court. He bounces a little give and go with Wickard. Nice play, and he made the shot inside the lane. Wickard, 14 points in the game, and the lead cuts to 50-42. With a minute 51 to go, McComb calls a 30-second timeout.
Silver Streaks have put themselves in great position at this point. 1:51 to go, still up 8 with the basketball. Nice floater in the lane from McComb there to at least give them a little hope coming down the stretch. But for the Silver Streaks, the free throw shooting there in the last trip down was nice. We've hit some big shots tonight. A couple of guys, three guys in double figures right now. Victor Davis leading the way with 14 points. Also showing Chad Thompson with 11, and Brandon Thompson played a nice game tonight. Brandon on both ends of the court has had some key rebounds on the weak side on defense. And again, I think one of the keys, our guards have done a nice job pounding the McComb guards and keeping them away from getting into the normal flow of a kind of a slowdown offense they like to use. Silver Streaks picked up the tempo of the game, and now McComb in a full court press going to try and make something happen here, but a 3-on-1 to the Silver Streaks. Victor Davis flies in and drops it in. Streaks are back up by 10, as once they broke the initial pressure from McComb, they were able to get up on top of that thing in a 3-on-1 and take it to the basket.
Wickard puts the basketball now, and it's on the baseline, a minute 28 to go. Galesburg in real good shape. He's just in front on the other baseline. Bank shot put up no good. Rebound, Chad Thompson, and a jump ball. And so again, first game. It's a nice game. He had 6 in the third quarter. I'm 11. So what, 3 streaks and double figures now. And they look to claim this win up by 10 with all full court pressure here. Galesburg now with Dalton Davis. Galesburg right now. Well, it's just going to McComb not fouling. Of course, it's double bonus. So, who's the line not fouling? Yes. They're looking to double now. They're going to foul with a guy who reached over the shoulder. He's going to foul with for Brandon Thompson. Thompson has 11.2. The line is going to get two more right here. Galesburg in the quarter. 5 for 7 from the line. He's been a good job making two shots. First and right. It is good. In the quarter now. It's 4-3 in the first half. So by Thompson, it's good. If they're confident in the line, 4-4 tonight. Galesburg with a 12-point lead. In fact, the biggest of the night. 54-42. If they look at that, it's just going to the season. The upper hand in it against the Stone. Wickard down low trying to get a pass to the baseline. But Robert stolen away by Mr. Davis. 15 to go. Still over by Thompson. Everything back the other way. Right back. And now a foul
Four consecutive turnovers on that. Back to back to back to back. You don't see that very often.
Not at all. McComb has the basketball. With just 29 seconds to go in the game. Fire a bunch of trees, and I was very impressed with that part of it. Made it a point, get good shots, for sure, get some good shots, knock out issues, things like that, but otherwise, nice up. Third free throw, no good. Rebound, Victor Davis, 6-4, in the ballgame. Bobble hit by Grover, who missed three free throws, and a foul with 50 seconds to go. 4-43. So they just began with 12. And keep in mind, McComb had cut this thing to 2. At 42-40, Guilford's out short of 12.
That's pretty nice to see.
Yeah, and
this is one that should have got away. But Biggs played well down the stretch. And they're making some free throws. The stretch is not going to be a lot of front iron on that. So it rolls it over into the net. Going to win on the road. Play good defense. Make some free throws. That's been the recipe tonight.
At 17 points in the game, 55-43. 50 seconds to go. On the way by Foreman on the left side, no good. Put back by Ivy Vincent. Rebound Silver. Put back by Winter.
For the post game.
It's coming up in just a moment. Want to thank Hale Curry, Lincoln Mercury, Inside Transportation tonight of their clever design, functionality, and a relaxed driving experience. The cool room is even back. Seats a little higher. The sun is in the good atmosphere. A lot of room to be in there. We've had to use three different means to get to the seat. So we have to find a lot of stuff. Very good at that. Off the damage, 20 miles to get up to 30 on the highway. They're comfortable right here. It's a neat vehicle. And it's very affordable. Running around 50 miles per motor. Drive something different. Drive something fun. Drive it. Had a good time with this Nissan Cube. Check it out. Guilford, Lincoln, Berkshire, Nissan. Stockton Square, downtown Guilford. Our post-game show is next. This is Silver Street, boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter Insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me. Finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish. Surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up a Merrick's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see. They can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, Brats and Tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. It is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Tonight, bitterly cold, clear, low around 6 below zero. Wind chill readings 9 to 19 below. Sunday, bitterly cold, sunny, high around 17. Lowest wind chill readings 11 to 21 below zero in the morning. And then tomorrow night, not quite as cold, cloudy, near steady temperature around 13. Monday, cloudy, chance of snow, high of 25, low of 11. Right now, it is 2 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butt's Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
And we're back on the postgame. It's Galesburg beats McClung, 56-45. We visit with Coach Steve Cheeseman and Coach a little scary in that third quarter. I noticed in the second half a couple of things for sure. A concerted effort to get the ball inside. Real good shot selection tonight. And it looked like trying to speed McComb up, and for a while there, it's really an 8-0 run to go up by 11. McComb's credit, they fight back to get it within two. At that point of the game, what was it that they were doing that got us a little bit out of sync?
You know, sometimes I think it's McComb's a nice ball club. And again, you know, just an overview of this week, we try to make a concerted effort that we're going to take the next level out there, go to the next level, get to the next level. That was our rally cry. Reinforce the things that we do well and are important to us. Make adjustments on those things that we don't do so well. Some of that's strategic and fundamentals, but lots of it's just your approach to the ball game. And I think there we weathered that storm, whereas a lot of times this year we haven't been able to weather that storm. McComb's a nice ball club. They made a nice run, an excellent run. It wasn't so much what we were doing so well. They made a nice run. You're going to get that. We weathered that storm, got back within our system, got the ball inside a lot tonight, which is really important. And took it from there and ran. We had great defensive pressure, too. We did a really, really good job on their perimeter players. Ryan McElmurray did a great job. BT, everybody in there, Garrett Dalton, really pressured their perimeter players. They're a very nice guard-oriented ball.
I noticed in the second quarter, you went straight up man-to-man in the first quarter. In the second quarter, started implementing that press a little bit. Was that a strategic move to not show that right away? Or was it just based on, all right, we really need to turn these guys over a little?
You know, I think that you don't want to show that right away, especially on the road. I mean, if they break it down and score a couple layups, you've really created energy for the crowd and momentum for the home team. It's one of those that you sort of settle in a little bit, see what you got. I believe we could pressure them, put it on at that point in time in that flow of the game, and it worked.
The move, obviously, to try and get Victor Davis the ball. I know early on he was kind of shot inside the lane, maybe knocked loose down a little bit more, but I noticed he really started to try and go hard to the basket. They tried to double down on him. Was it by the coaching staff to try and get him to actually, I noticed the first half, didn't shoot any free throws, an effort in the locker room maybe to go harder to the basket to get to that free throw line? Is this a good night?
It's one of those things that you take what you can get. You know, so many ball clubs have run two and three guys at. And this time he could face up. He could see what he had. When he had lanes to drive directly to the basket, they were there. You know, the biggest thing with Victor, so talented, so coached, such a fine player and fine kid. Right now, a weakness that he knows, he's got to slow down a little bit. Catch, see what you got, and then go from there. Offensively, you have to slow your mind down, slow your body down, whereas on defense, you need to turn it up, try to get him to slow down, take a breath, see what you got, and go from there. He gets the going off the pass.
You get back into the Big Six season, obviously looking for a win. A Rock Island Alamann team that played Rock Island to an 8-point game, although I don't know if that's cosmetic or if they actually played them to a very tough game, an 8-point game. But I know they're getting a little bit better. Saw them a little bit in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. I'm sure you guys have seen them numerous times on stage. You take the same philosophy into that game and just kind of build on it from here on there?
Yeah, I think so. And then you take a look and tailor what you're doing for that specific game. A Western Big Six game is a Western Big Six game. It's an alley fight and outstanding basketball, and we've got to go to work next week. It's alumni night. We want to show our former players, you know, that these kids can fit right in with our great tradition. And that's one of the things we certainly try to do. And we'll go to work and roll our sleeves up like we always do on Monday, take tomorrow off and go to work hard, prepare for Alamann, and try to get better. I think, you know, we're moving toward the second half of the year, and like we talked about here to begin with, we're trying to move to the next one. Turn the corner. Take that old one game at a time, get better next time more than we were this time. And I think that's where we want to run with it. And make our hard work pay off for us. Do the kinds of things that we know we're capable of, that we want.
Good effort tonight in a very hostile environment. Got a road win. That's always nice. The win's always good in a game against a very talented team. So all things work out very well tonight. And I know you get ready for Alamann. We always appreciate your time after the game. And soak it in and enjoy it.
Oh, thanks, Mike. And it was a big win against a nice club in a hostile environment and in a very important win to our program.
Thank you very much. And good luck next week.
Thank you.
Steve Cheeseman on the postgame as we'll come back with more. The postgame interview is brought to you by Holden Simon Gallery. Forever starts here. Galesburg beats McComb 56-45. 5 here at the hangar. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate
at participating McDonald's.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Knox County Area Project, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Larry Brady of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back on the postgame as Galesburg defeats McComb at the hangar 56-45. Let's look at the postgame stats. They're brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for auto, life, and home.
Silver Streaks end up shooting 45% from the field, 18 out of 40. This half to the go to that much in fourth quarter. That's not good for us. Four cities on the field that fourth quarter play. While McComb, 39% on the 17 out of 83. They're down to head by one of McComb. By and large, the top team on the fourth session is the game on line. And turnovers, 18 modern turnovers. I think that was one of the real keys tonight, forcing all the turnovers. And then capitalizing the second half, first half was turning over. Finished in the second half, build up that 12-point lead. And points down the stretch, Galesburg with 14 turnovers. But pretty good game on the road for the Silver Streaks. They had a lot of energy throughout the night. You know, got the technical foul, which we didn't like. That gave us a couple of free opportunities. Kind of late 3-point foul game. But a couple of mental miscues in both situations, but still, the team had played hard enough and earned the victory up until that point. And was at 11 points. But this is one of those games, Mike, where you really don't have a lot to win. You're playing a Class A team, a smaller team, that, you know, they want to say they beat Galesburg.
They
beat the bigger school. You're expected to come in here and win, and to our credit, we've been in and got the job done. And so a big win heading into the next game. The problem is a chance to win two in a row. Back up over the 500 mark at 8-7. McComb falls to 9-5. Pretty good balance in the scoring tonight. Victor Davis leads the way with 16 points, including a big thunderous dunk on a putback, his second of the season in the third quarter, and 15 rebounds. 15 points for Brandon Thompson. He makes all six of his free throws all in the fourth quarter. 11 points for Chad Thompson. Did much of his damage in both the second and third quarters. 8 points for Dalton Davis. He is 3 out of 4 from the line in the fourth quarter. 4 points for Ryan McElmurray. 3 points for Garrett Williams on a three ball in the second quarter to round out the Silver Streak scoring. They make 12 of 18 free throws, all of those in the second half. More impressively, 8 of 11 in the fourth quarter during the pressure situation down the stretch. And Galesburg knocks down 5 3-point shots, 4 of those in the first half. The home led by Seth Wickard. He had 16 points. No one else in double figures. 9 for Tyler Thorman. 7 for Zachary Grover off the bench. 4 apiece for Alexander Hiley and Alex Roberts. And 5 for Matt Gordy. McComb shoots 7 of 11 from the free throw line, and they knock down 4 threes. 3 of those coming in the third quarter when they really put the heat on Galesburg after Galesburg had taken a big lead, got it down to 7, and then took it into the fourth quarter. Got within 42-40. And then Galesburg outscored them 14-5 the rest of the way to win the ball game. We'll do the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game in our final segment from the hangar next as Galesburg again beats McComb 56-45 on the road. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know.
There's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Back at McComb on the postgame, Galesburg, a 56-45 winner tonight. We thought about a crunch time player of the game. Mentioned three guys in double figures. Another that contributed a lot. As Steve Cheeseman talked about, I said everybody, you know, played a role in this game, whether it be the defensive side of things, whether it be, you know, the offense where it was simply, or was not necessarily, well, it was pretty simple in retrospect, get the ball inside and don't spend a lot of time shooting three-point shots and jump shots and settling and get to the line, which they did in the second half. But several candidates tonight. Who do you like?
I don't think you lean one way because
I've got an idea or two.
You know, of different points of this game where everybody contributed. And again, I liked Brandon Thompson.
I did too.
Couple of shots on the baseline there, and weak side rebounding I thought was real strong. He dropped out in there and helped out. Chad Thompson had a three early and a bunch of two shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like defensively to help out Victor Davis down low. Obviously, Victor's contribution, saw from McElroy when he went down the lane that time. He got the 3-point play, and yeah, you can think of it. Everybody contributing on both ends tonight. So I'm wide open.
I'm leaning toward Brandon in a tough situation. There, you know, McComb crawls to within two, and by that time it extended a number of fouls and sent Brandon Thompson to the line in some pressure situations. He comes in second on the team in free throw shooting, right behind Victor Davis at 71%, and he banks down five straight in the fourth quarter. He had a big three in the first quarter to get the scoring going for the streak. As McComb jumped out to a 5-2 lead, and you thought, uh-oh, on the road in a hostile environment, it's going to be one of those nights. But Brandon, among the people very integral in getting Galesburg a win tonight, we'll forgive him for the tee in the third quarter at the 5:57 mark. I totally thought he didn't deserve it at all. He basically just a minor reaction. Yeah, you don't want to do that, but at the same time, we see a lot of officials really with short fuses this year, and the game's about kids. It's not about the guys in stripes. So Brandon, I thought, played a very good game. He's scored in double figures a lot of late, really starting to take on a little bit more of a scoring role. 10 points in the game against Tupopolis. He had 10 points in the Eppertsville game, and that had been a string of three straight games of double figures. 13 of the UT game, 15 against Assumption, 10 against Edwardsville, 10 against T-Town, and again a double-figure game tonight. So you go back over his last seven games, he's had double figures in five of those. So we'll say Brandon Thompson, the Dave Donabody crunch time player of the game, although it could have went a number of ways tonight. It's a good contribution from everyone. Very disciplined basketball tonight, a win to show for it at McComb, 56-45. Dave Donabody, you better call Dave. That's all from McComb. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for hanging in with us tonight. And Galesburg rewarding all of us with a victory. Their eighth of the season. The next game coming up, 6 days from now against Rock Island Holloman. Back at home, it's been a long time, and then home for a while as the King Tournament follows with Galesburg playing four games, two on the 16th, two on the 18th. So they're going to get in five games in a three-day stretch. So it's going to be like the beginning of the year, and hopefully a lot of wins to show for it on John Thiel Gymnasium court at Galesburg High School. So a winner tonight, 56-45 for Jim Lee. Our thanks very much to Chaz back in the station. He's been busy, busy, busy tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Perry, and good night from McComb.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.